First name Jenniser. Last name Potts. Date of birth 10/21/86. Date of encounter 03/26/25. History of present illness. Patient states she was at work lifting a very heavy object. And she hurt her back. And it happened on the 13th of March. And she tried Tylenol, ibuprofen, and it has not gotten any better. States that she did lose bladder incontinence last night when she was in bed, but no loss of bowel or bladder during injury. Next paragraph, medical history, non-contributory to her next surgical history, non-contributory to her next is allergies, no known drug allergies. Next, social history, no reports of tobacco use, occasional ETOH use. Next paragraph, physical exam, patient's awake, alert, and weaning times 3. No acute distress, no EENT exams within normal limits, neck is supple with no left neuropathy, respiratory system, breast sounds clear, abdomen soft and not tender, cardiovascular system, regular rate and rhythm, and skin is without rash or lesions. Next same paragraph, sorry. Focus, low back exam, positive tenderness to palpation, left and right lumbar-paraspinal muscles, decreased sensation, and right lower extremity. Abnormal gait noted, deep tendon reflexes within normal limits bilaterally. Next paragraph, diagnosis, low back pain with sciatica plan, due to changes in sensation, will perform MRI before referring to physical therapy. Based on the result of the MRI, we'll determine we'll do physical therapy or ortho consult. We'll provide Celebrex and cyclobenzaprine for discomfort at this time. Patient paperwork was filled out and given to the patient. Discharge in stable condition, advised to follow up.